Chapter 14 Of Meditation upon the Hidden Judgments of God, that we may not be lifted up because of our well-doing. Thou sendest forth thy judgments against me, O Lord, and shakest all my bones with fear and trembling, and my soul trembleth exceedingly. I stand astonished, and remember that the heavens are not clean in thy sight. Job 15, verse 15. If thou chargest thine angels with folly, and didst spare them not, then how shall it be unto me? Stars have fallen from heaven, and what shall I dare, who am but dust? They whose works seemed to be praiseworthy fell into the lowest depths, and they who did eat angels' food, them have I seen delighted with the husks that the swine do eat. There is therefore no holiness if thou, O Lord, withdraw thine hand. No wisdom profiteth if thou leave off to guide the helm. No strength availeth if thou cease to preserve. No purity is secure if thou protect it not. No self-keeping availeth if thy holy watching be not there. For when we are left alone, we are swallowed up and perish. But when we are visited, we are raised up and we live. How indeed we are unstable, but are made strong through thee. We grow cold, but are rekindled by thee. O, how humbly and abjectly must I reckon of myself! How must I weigh it as nothing, if I seem to have nothing good? O, how profoundly ought I to submit myself to thy unfathomable judgments, O Lord, when I find myself nothing else save nothing, and again nothing. O weight unmeasurable, O ocean which cannot be crossed over, where I find nothing of myself, save nothing altogether. Where, then, is the hiding place of glory, where the confidence begotten of virtue? All vainglory is swallowed up in the depths of thy judgments against me. What is all flesh in thy sight? For how shall the clay boast against him that fashioned it? Psalm 29, verse 16. How can he be lifted up in vain speech whose heart is subjected in truth to God? The whole world shall not lift him up whom truth hath subdued. Nor shall he be moved by the mouth of all who praise him, who hath placed all his hope in God. For they themselves who speak, behold, they are all nothing. For they shall cease with the sound of their words, but the truth of the Lord endureth for ever. Psalm 117, verse 2.